The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Get everything for your next project at Menards and save big money. We carry everything to help you breathe easier. Allergen air filters help prevent seasonal allergy symptoms and improve your indoor air quality by capturing microparticles while allowing maximum airflow. Save big on all Allergen air filters when you shop at Menards. View the weekly flyer and all of our great deals happening this week on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
What's something you do that is your version of living dangerously? Maybe you live a very, you know, pedestrian, normal, everyday, adult, boring life. But there's one thing you're doing that you're like, oh, this could get me in trouble. Example. Maybe your tags are expired on your license plate.
Oh.
And you have time to get them fixed.
That would make me so anxious.
It would, me too. But yeah, some people, that'd be like, I'm living dangerously. That's what I'm talking about. So what are you doing? Example, this listener gets it from Lansing, listening on 94.9 WMMQ. I had a blind date 3 weeks ago. We were going out to get drinks, and I was hungry beforehand, and I had specific urges. So I decided to live dangerously. I got two tacos from Taco Bell and Wendy's chili and ate them both in my car before the date.
Oh my gosh.
That is nice. Dangerous.
That is very dangerous.
That is, yeah. I hope you had like four evacuations before that. So you, okay, this is going to take some time.
Like, I know people don't look at me as a thrill seeker or whatever, and that's appropriate. But like sometimes I don't wash my apple before I eat it. I'll just take the sticker off.
Mm-hmm. Slow down.
Yeah, crazy,
like,
man.
I don't know. How many, you know, were there apple pickers rubbing their boobs all over it? I don't know.
Sounds good to me.
Wow.
They might have shot it from their butt into the bushel basket. Probably not, but that's how you live dangerously.
I mean, maybe,
I'm going to call you Johnny Danger now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again,
that's a radio guy. I'll get
some. How about Johnny Apple Danger?
Ooh, Johnny Apple Danger.
Johnny Danger Seed.
This text from Albany. Cocaine. That's what I do.
Oh. Well, that's actually living dangerous.
I guess that's
real danger.
That's real
I got
danger.
One.
That's actual danger.
Guys, I lived dangerously just last night.
You
what?
Did.
Yeah. We finished dinner probably around 6:30. Mm-hmm. Pretty late.
Mm-hmm.
I had a cup of coffee after dinner.
Not Whoa! Decaf?
Not decaf.
What the heck?
I know.
Were you trying
Wild.
To do? Like, invent something? Why? Why would you do that?
I was going to a 24-hour coding fest last night, trying to hack into the mainframe. Needed to stay up.
Maitland, what's the most dangerous thing in your life right now?
Right now? I'm raw dogging this morning.
No caffeine?
No, I forgot my Zins at home.
I was like, are you not wearing panties?
Yeah, Mike, wait, no. What part of raw dogging are you doing
so
here?
So many things. Are you sitting on that chair without a condom?
No, we're having a nicotine-free morning.
Whoa.
How's that going?
It's going okay. I'm feeling extra snacky.
When I asked that, your eyes for just a moment looked at me like, go F yourself.
ask me again at the end of the show, okay. And we'll see how I'm feeling.
Do you think I should try to antagonize you more as the show goes on?
Could be pretty funny.
Do you think?
Could end in disaster.
Do you think you'll cry?
Oh, no.
Okay, it's not that kind.
No,
like
it
where
makes
you drop
me like
a pencil
snarky
and
bitchy.
Okay, good. Because that's the kind I like. I don't want to make you cry. No, not my favorite.
That's the fun
I've
kind
never
of
done
Maitland.
It, I don't think. Have I made you cry?
No.
Okay, good.
Has anyone on this show made you cry?
No. I mean, y'all make me cry like happy tears sometimes. Yeah. Or like you'll say really nice things, and I'm like, I needed that.
Yeah.
But No, no one's ever made me cry.
Well, if it makes you feel better, I haven't had the urge to say anything nice to you today because you've done nothing exceptional.
Well,
not enough time without the nicotine yet for that to work.
Yeah, Hot Wings, what are you doing dangerously these days?
Oh, I bet Hot Wings is he's probably the most dangerous of all of us.
Yeah,
oh,
unprotected dumpster sex.
Is that awesome. Sex with a dumpster or sex with someone in a dumpster?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. First of all,
you're wild.
Hot Wings' eyes told a story when he said that, like, this is true.
Mm-hmm. I've been waiting for my turn for like there's a 5 minutes.
There's a guy named Ralph with brown corner eyes walking down the street who's not going to sit right for a week.
No, my most dangerous living is probably the velocity with which I travel everywhere. I am on borrowed time. Mm. I have never, ever gotten a speeding ticket. And that's a miracle.
That is crazy. Because, man, I still think back to that trip that we took maybe 4 years ago to the Upper Peninsula when we were going up there for the first time for a live show.
Yeah.
And we got there in such an unbelievable amount of time.
Yeah.
Because all of us, we were thinking, oh, well, yeah, we'll leave right after the show. It's going to be like a 7-hour drive or something. We got there with like 3.5.
Yeah.
And every bug in the world was plastered to your windshield and your front bumper.
That is Upper Peninsula bug season.
Yeah.
They were attracted to the vortex. We were cutting through the air so quickly.
Am I remembering it correctly? We stopped to get gas, and you know how you take the little squeegee and you do the windshield?
Yeah.
Did we also do like the hood and the front bumper of your
car?
Oh, I
did everything. Yeah, I did the headlights for sure because it was, by the time we got there, like a storm was rolling. I gotta be able to see.
This text, I live dangerously. Like Steve, I did it last night. Our kids are out of town. So my wife and I went out for ice cream right before dinner.
Yes. Whoa. Mm. Yes.
Contrary to what we've all been told, it did not ruin my appetite. No. Hashtag living dangerously.
That's right.
Nice job. That's what we're looking for.
This text from Albany. I'm living dangerously. I smoke about 100 cigs a day.
Jesus.
100?
That's actual danger.
Isn't it like 20 in a pack?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You smoke 5 packs of cigarettes a day?
That's so much.
That's so terrible. Expensive.
That's like a half a carton.
Isn't that like $1,000 too?
Yes.
A day?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they roll their own.
That's even worse.
Is it? No filter?
No filter.
True. That filter doesn't actually do anything.
It's pure tobacco, though. It's no chemicals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good point. Yeah
whatever. Filter.
Just nature.
This text, Freebeer, you're living more dangerously than you think. I haul apples. You think the pickers walk a half mile to the one porta potty on the edge of the orchard and then somewhere wash their hands before they pick your apple? Wash them, bro. It actually says wash them, bro.
I'm an apple washer from time to time.
From time to time?
Yeah.
But sometimes you don't?
Sometimes.
What if they're in a bag?
I'm feeling wild.
They don't have a sticker. They feel clean.
They feel cleaner.
They're not.
But they probably are a little cleaner. I'm sure they go through some process. But I mean, when we go apple picking, inevitably I eat like 3 or 4 in the orchard. Yeah, rub them on your shirt.
You're stealing.
Yeah, you rub them on your shirt.
I love how we're having a conversation about living dangerously and also about apple picking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the spirit of this.
You know, when I'm at the orchard.
This text, want some extreme danger?
Yes.
I did. I poked my wife's nose. She hates it, but I do it because her anger is cute and I can't help but poke it once in a while. I'm waiting to be murdered by a little angry honey badger ginger that she is. I'm going to do it again when I get home.
Wait, so you just do like boop.
Who doesn't love a little boop?
Yeah.
His wife, apparently.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
Ooh, okay, this is a bad one from Lansing. I am living dangerously. As I was leaving for my work, my wife said, do I look fat in this? I said yes, and I shut the door and got in my car.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, are you trying to get hit?
I mean, are you after work going to look for apartments? What are you doing?
I think that
don't go
is
home, man.
Brilliant.
Don't go home.
Yes.
My God.
This response on the app where I sent it out and just said, how are you living dangerously? And this guy in Lansing goes, someone's going to say glory holes. No one has said glory holes.
I think you said.
I think you're saying glory
somebody
holes.
Somebody wants to.
I mean, glory holes, right, guys? Everyone's been to a glory hole, right, guys? Right?
Yeah, they're probably not even saying it because it's not even dangerous. It's probably always a hot woman.
It's just the first thing everyone thinks of, so nobody says it.
Yeah, there was only one car in the parking lot, and the guy working at the counter was ugly and had no teeth. But it was a smooth ride. Anyway, that's not dangerous. Goodbye.
Yeah, friend, you're the only one who has mentioned glory holes. And if you're wondering if I'm talking about you, I am.
Do glory holes really exist for glory?
Do glory holes really exist? Or is that just in pornos?
Don't Kelly. Act like you don't know.
That might have been my phone number that texted back.
I got through college.
Steve's phone keeps buzzing.
Steve, you lived in
real.
You lived in Newark. There had to be glory holes in Newark.
Well, when we did the show in Albany.
Jersey City. Totally different.
Oh, even more so.
The glory hole capital of the world.
Yeah,
it's on a billboard.
Don't even slide into Hoboken. More like Hobroken.
Yeah. It used to be called Cherry Broken. Maitland, what were you going to say?
When I was saying,
to Albany?
We're like Hoboken.
Yeah, when we were in Albany, weren't we like 10 miles away from, or like between the airport and the venue that we were at? There was a glory hole.
The glory hole capital of the world.
People were texting about a glory hole near where we were.
Okay.
Somebody please confirm.
That
otherwise,
like
I seem really weird.
That sounds like a trap.
The greater metropolitan Troy glory hole.
Yeah.
No, I confirm it. That did come up.
Thank
and people
you.
Are like, hey, because somebody mentioned glory hole, probably that texter, and always bringing it up. And what if you find out that texter is just imaginary and it's always just Maitland working it in? I noticed every time there's a glory hole text, Maitland is the one to read it, not Steve or Freebeer or Tommy. What's going on? How are you living dangerously? I'm a stay-at-home mom, very involved, busy parent, and from all aspects, we're the typical all-American family. But I have a secret vaping habit. It has become my little dangerous secret. I sneak it when I have a few cocktails with my friends. No one knows. I sneak it in my car when I'm driving alone. It's disgusting. But I can't help but feel naughty, and I love it.
Like I bet dangerous. People know.
You think?
You come in smelling like citrus cotton candy or whatever. Like, everybody knows.
It's easier to secretly vape than to secretly smoke.
Oh, definitely.
Like cigarettes or weed or something. Though.
What was your go-to? Like watermelon?
Polarized. Lush Ice.
Lush Ice.
There it's like is. A watermelon mint.
I don't know why. I just immediately taste new car smell when you say Lush Ice.
Yeah. Because I think of the air freshener Black Ice.
Uh-huh. Which is new car smell.
Yeah, the little tree. Little
that's once it
tree.
Starts tasting like an air freshener, that's when you know it's time to go get a new one.
Yeah, you don't want that.
Look, I don't steal things, but I think about it a lot.
Is that living dangerously when you just think
so
about,
when you think about a crime?
In line
what's
sometimes?
The last thing you thought about stealing?
Oh, God, I was at Ace Hardware, and you know when you walk through their line, sorry, y'all, because I love this Ace. It's like right by my house. They got all those little treats. And I was like, man, if I was seven, I'd steal that.
Ace is amazing for their like candy corral that they push you through before you get to the
and
checkout.
And other gadgets, like tiny gadgets.
Yeah, they've got like all the TISM toys.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, I want to steal that so bad, but I don't. And it's $2, so I could easily buy it.
I got this guy.
You got that at a hardware? At an Ace?
Yeah.
Brain ring.
Ace is really good about having the seasonal sales, and I do that in heavy air quotes, where they put out the long line of folding tables, and they say, oh, this is all on sale because it's out of season. And you look at it, and you're like, man, I could really use that 8-piece screwdriver set.
Yes.
But that is not on sale.
Also, what is screwdriver season?
Yeah, I know. Is that fall? Is that spring? I don't know.
It's all the seasons.
Okay. Some husbands are living very dangerously and likely very divorcey.
Okay.
Dangerous living here. My wife told me this weekend she'd dress up and put on makeup if I took her out more. I said, if you'd dress up and put on makeup more often, I'd take you out. But I'm not taking a mop and a mop in a burlap sack out to the mall.
Out to the mall.
Wow. A couple of romantic folks there.
Okay.
How are you living dangerously? My favorite one so far is this. From Kelly, not this Kelly, Kelly who listens, from the 989. Kelly here, I'm a teacher in Northeast Michigan. I trapped this bobcat before school. It was so dark out in the forest, and it took me 4 seasons, but I got him. And so there she is, dressed presumably for school, wearing a nice professional-looking skirt with, you know, a nice shirt. Everything looks like she's getting ready to go to school. And there she is holding the bobcat she got before school in the dark.
Is this thing dead?
I don't know.
Like tranquilized or alive and she's just badass? I mean, I think she's badass no matter what.
It can't be like awake and alive. If it's alive, it's got to be because, yeah, it would be eating her face.
Holy crap.
I don't know. Maybe it just wants a home.
That's one of the coolest things. If what is her name again? Kelly?
Kelly.
Kelly, if you're single and this is not your dating profile picture, you're doing it wrong.
Do you know how many guys with fish would be in her DMs?
Oh my gosh.
Especially... all the fish and all the guys.
So great.
Hey, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah, but I want a bobcat.
Yeah.
Like, right?
That explains the dating world, I feel like.
Yeah. How do you live dangerously? Oh, important text from Albany. Guys, Matthew McConaughey does not sound Australian at all.
Thank you.
Oh, okay, cool. Thanks for following along. Maybe you could buy the book that goes with the show.
Yeah.
Please talk longer next time.
It's dead. They shoot him once they're trapped, by the way.
Nah.
The bobcat?
Yeah, they killed that thing.
What do you think they do? Set him up for a picnic?
I don't know. Put it in like a rehabilitation center or something.
Rehab him into what?
Drunk.
Yeah, it's not an alcoholic.
Do you think that bobcat was a sex addict?
You guys know what I'm talking about.
Not every animal can be fixed like your boyfriend's.
Those can't be fixed either.
No.
No, like a wildlife rehabilitation center, you know?
Right.
They're like, no, this bobcat's been in the burbs for too long. We gotta.
I don't think it was. I don't think it was in the burbs. It's in Northeast Michigan.
Yeah,
I think that.
Which burb is there?
Yeah,
know what I'm talking about? The all those Polly Pocket neighborhoods up there.
Yeah, this isn't in like Lincoln Park, Illinois, like outside of Chicago. Like, I don't think it's a rehab issue.
I just can't believe they kill it. Why would they kill it?
Does it kill stuff?
Like,
because it's a dangerous animal.
Ever since the sprawl of Oscoda, we've been, now that we're in the suburbs, you know, everybody's an Oscoda owl now. This text, I know Kelly, that teacher. She is a confirmed badass.
Yeah.
I believe you.
Has to be.
1-800-947-3979.
You got to take that into school, right?
I would think so, yeah. How are you?
Hey, kids, come look at this dead bobcat.
Look what I got.
Yeah, in northern Michigan,
yeah,
you know that happens.
Yeah, because, you know, Maitland's right when you're talking about fishing. You know, like, there's certain areas of the country, like, you get a big enough fish, you take that thing to school.
Oh.
Yeah, like driving your tractor.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly, on tractor day at the end of the school year.
Rube writes from Chapel Hill, Tennessee.
Rube.
That's what they said. I assume it's short for Reuben. The Easter Bunny got my wife a brand new carpet cleaner. And then the Easter Bunny got me new golf clubs. It didn't feel dangerous until I was walking out the door with them over my shoulder on Easter. And she said, will you at least help me clean the carpets? And I said, no, from a rolled down window.
Oh, wow. That is dangerous. Mm. Here's something for you to work. And me, something to play.
I lived dangerously by squeezing a zit so hard that I'm pretty sure I squeezed out some brain fluid.
Oh, no.
My wife thinks I'm going to get an infection. It's probably fine, right?
No.
You got to be careful in that area.
Yeah. Isn't that like, it's called like the triangle of death or
mm-hmm.
something?
Yeah, you shoot that pus right back up into your brain.
That's a cool sound, Steve. Oh. I like that. Yeah.
CT actually does live dangerously. The way I live dangerously is I load and unload 300 to 500 pound vending machines out of a Ford F-250 on a daily basis by myself.
Oh, those are top heavy.
How's bragging camp going?
I live dangerously because I work hard.
I'm a man.
Yeah. Oh, man. I shotgun. Dangerous.
I shotgun 3 Red Bulls before the first hour of work.
That's genuinely dangerous.
That is genuinely dangerous. Yeah. Like it says on the bottle, don't do that.
Yeah.
Bad, that's from
a neonatal nurse.
Yeah. Every baby that comes out, she spikes it like it's a touchdown catch.
Yes.
What's she, Kelly?
All these kids are shaking.
That visual's great.
This is the first time you ever wanted to be a nurse.
Yeah. Let me hold that baby.